to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here on RBN. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to a great show today and 2 hours of wonderful information, and we invite you, the listener, to join with us with your calls, comments, and concerns. The Declaration of Independence, Action of Second Continental Congress, July 4th, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Now, over here toward the end, it says, we, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and authority of the good people of these colonies solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states. Note, they didn't say interdependent. They wrote independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and thus as and that as free and independent states they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. One might ask about April 2nd, 2009. People are even writing out there a current article by Dick Morris and Eileen McGann that the Declaration of Independence has been repealed as of April 2nd, 2009. A global economic union. And we'll pick it up there when we return. Welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return into the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and we have standing by today's guest, Lindsay Williams. I will just finish a little bit of this monologue here to set the stage for all the information he will help and share with us. So, since April 1st, our lives have changed considerably. A declaration of independence so long ago seems to pale a bit with a global economic union. Regulation and bylaws that will include the United States of America, a financial stability board, a body of central bankers will set forth, quote, from their work, their writings, a framework of international agreed upon high standards and an extension of regulatory oversight to all systematically important financial institutions and markets. The FSB, the new Financial Stability Board, is charged with implementing new principles on pay and compensation and to support sustainable compensation schemes and corporate social responsibility of all firms, end quote. Very interesting that presidential appointees, say, for the SEC as an example, would they have the power? They have it in the past? I say not. The appointees confirmed by the Senate will be obligated to check in with the Financial Stability Board, now newly empowered and created by the G20. Good afternoon, Lindsay.
Barbara Jean, thank you for allowing me the privilege of being on your new radio show on Republic Broadcasting. You did such a masterful job for so many years, and now to be on Republic Broadcasting, I say congratulations. I am so happy for you. I don't know what to do. And today, of all things, you would allow me the privilege of being on your show. I feel honored because in the past 1 month's time, tax receipts in the United States of America are down $54 billion in 1 month. Down $54 billion tax receipts. And the Federal Reserve, as of this past week, in 7 days' time, in 1 week's time, they purchased $23.5 billion in 1 week of T-bills. Barbara Jean, everything that the elite told me a few months ago that they were going to do, they're doing it exactly like they told me they were going to do it.
You know, a lot of folks have a difficult time in understanding that there is this elite that hovers and destroys and dictates and moves forward or downward, whatever, that they really do exist. You know, in thinking in terms of your coming on today, it's always kind of fun to prepare for a show. I've been enjoying some of the wonderful thrill of computer networking that becomes like television with YouTube and DVDs and all of that. So I've been listening to you talking to me for quite a while this morning already. But I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind going back a little bit and tell that listener out there that may not know of your extraordinary experiences and kind of bring them up to this date where we, our own country, in order to survive, are purchasing T-bills of our own. Am I correct in assuming it once was foreign nations or other investors would have purchased these?
Well, let me dispel the idea from anyone's mind that might be in the listening audience that has any question whatsoever about the fact of the elite. There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. And let me say, let me give you my story briefly as to how I positively know this is truth. It all began a number of years ago when I went to Alaska as an aviation missionary. That's correct. America's big oil field on the Arctic Ocean. And I asked the oil companies to allow me to be a chaplain on their pipeline. They, in turn, said, okay, we'd like you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. And for 3 years' time, I lived with the elite of the world. Now, I know who they are. I have some of them's phone numbers. I can call them until this moment. These people positively do exist. The people in the World Bank, the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world, I had an opportunity to sit across the dinner table from them, live in the dormitories with them, talk with them on one-on-one on their own oil field, not in my church. And as a result, I can positively say today, unequivocally, without any question whatsoever, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. And then it happened to me. You see, that was 35 years ago when I lived with these people. And over the past 35 years, I have known that there was a line out there, and if I crossed it, I was in big trouble. Well, I did. I said too much. And about 8 months ago, I had a phone call one day, and one of these individuals, one of them, I knew him well. I had spent many hours with him at Prudhoe Bay up on in Alaska on the big oil field. I knew his position. He's 82 years of age now. But once you become a part of the elite, you never get away from them. And he called me on the phone, and he was mad. Oh, he said, Chaplain Williams, you've said too much. You've gone too far. And if you're going to have to do certain things, or we're going to do this and this and this. And what he said was not too pleasant. Now, John F. Kennedy, President of the United States of America years ago, decided that he wouldn't do what they said. He bucked these people. And I know what happened to him, so I wasn't going to disagree with him in any manner. He said, you've got to pull your website down. He said, you cannot use that DVD. You're using any more Energy Non-Crisis. You've said too much. You've stepped over the line. But we agreed, and I said, okay, I'll do a few things, but now I still have to tell the truth. Well, at that point, it was quite interesting. Since I had known this man so well years ago, 25 years ago, I decided I'd be friendly with him. And I said, how's your family? How's your wife? Where are you living? What are you doing? You're retired now. He became quite polite. And over the next 45 minutes time, Barbara Jean, it's the most amazing, and it's happening right before our eyes. Over a 45-minute period approximately, this gentleman, who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, told me everything that the elite in the world planned to do over the next 12 months to a year and a half in the world and the United States of America. At that point, crude oil was $147 a barrel. And the first thing he said to me was, he said, crude oil is going to $50 a barrel. That was insane. It couldn't happen. I mean, anybody in their right mind would have known that it would so impact the world's financial condition that it would be catastrophic. But he said, it's going to $50 a barrel. Immediately my mind began to run back and forth and wonder, well, may I ask him a question? I said, why are you doing this? And he said, Chaplain, we're doing this in order to bankrupt OPEC. Now, that's Arabs. That's Dubai. This is Venezuela. OPEC, all the oil-producing countries of the world, and Russia is a major contender in oil-producing. And I thought, you're going to take oil from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. You're going to bankrupt all of the oil-producing countries of the world. If I had gone on anybody's radio show at that point and said that, I would have been laughed to scorn, because nobody would have possibly even been able to conceive of what this man had told me. But I know he's one of them, and he knew everything that was going on. Well, let's look and see if what this man told me is true. Now, that was recorded back then, because only a few days after that, I did actually go on a very small radio talk show to see if these people would bring any repercussions against me if I tried to tell what he said, and they didn't, so I told it everywhere after that. Now, let's look and see what he did. First of all, did crude oil go from $147 to $50 a barrel? Yes. How far did it go? $33 a barrel. Has it bankrupted Nigeria? Has it bankrupted Venezuela? Has it bankrupted all of the Arab oil-producing countries? It has. The financial ministers of OPEC, oil-producing countries of the world, met a few days ago, and afterwards they made this statement. They said OPEC, oil-producing countries, have lost $2.5 trillion in 4 months' time because of the price of crude oil going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. That's three-quarters of the income of these countries have been lost because of what happened. Now, listen to it out of the Dow Jones newswires. I mean, this is one of the most reputable that you could find anywhere in the world, and here it is, right out of the Dow Jones newswires. It says, and I'll just take one of these OPEC oil-producing countries because you'll recognize their name very quickly, Saudi Arabia, 90% of whose exports stem from oil, has sought to maintain the price of oil at $80 a barrel. They said the kingdom has been obligated for more than $400 billion in defense, energy, security, and infrastructure projects. And if it goes below $80 a barrel, that Saudi Arabia, and I'll put it in my words now because I don't want to read the whole article, Saudi Arabia would become bankrupt. I mean, this was inconceivable when this man told me this. But it
has happened. We'll go to break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Lindsay Williams.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It truly is amazing in the world of 2009 that we have now created a financial stability board, a body of central bankers to be in charge of the whole world financial picture, and at the same time, we have countries like Nigeria, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, all of them considering a bankruptcy perspective and losses in the trillions. In 2009, the key words are trillions and billions and manipulation. Back to you, Lindsay.
Well, Barbara Jean, during this broadcast, I would like to tell everyone in the listening audience, everything that the elite will be doing for the next year to a year and a half, you can write them down. Follow it exactly as one of them told me that they're going to do it. You will hear on this broadcast everything that you can expect for the next year to a year and a half. And that is the first question that I asked this gentleman when he was on the phone with me. I said, all of these things that you say are happening, and I'm going to give them to you one at a time, but I must give some background to them as I go along. I said, how is this going to affect the United States of America? He began to tell me exactly how this is going to happen. When the OPEC, oil-producing countries of the world, now understand that this is more than just the Arab oil-producing countries. OPEC includes Nigeria, Venezuela, includes many countries of the world. And so when I use the word OPEC, I'm speaking of all of the oil-producing countries of the world. And he said when the price of crude oil drops to $50 a barrel, they have lost three-quarters of their income in 4 months' time. It is going to affect America in the following way. Now, so far, you're having a wonderful time out there paying $1.50 to $2 a gallon for gasoline. The average person is shouting hallelujah and saying, oh, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. You don't have the foggiest idea that this is one of the worst things that could ever happen to you, because these oil-producing countries of the world now have lost three-fourths of their income, $2.5 trillion in 4 months. They cannot do the following. And this is what this man was telling me. We have, in the United States of America, approximately a $12 trillion national debt. We are supposed to increase that $2 trillion within the next year. Nobody cares about the debt. It could be $25 trillion. It could be $100 trillion. It wouldn't matter. It's the interest on the debt. The interest must be paid. Congress knows that. Now, how is the interest on the national debt of the United States of America paid? It's paid by the Treasury of the United States of America issuing T-bills. This is known in the world as reserve currencies. Other nations buying it at auction when the Federal Reserve of the United States of when the Treasury of the United States of America issues Treasury bill auctions. The countries of the world have always come in and bought them because it was the most sound currency on the face of the earth, and they held it for a rainy day. Now, when these countries, the oil-producing countries of the world, and then we go a little bit past the OPEC group and go into Russia, which is a major oil-producing country of the world, every one of these countries are now basically bankrupt, including countries like Iran and others. They are not showing up to the at the Treasury of the United States of America when they have their auctions two or three times every week. These countries are not showing up to buy our T-bills anymore, and the Treasury of the United States of America knows that when these aren't bought, that it will literally devastate the American dollar unless somebody buys them. Okay. Here is what, oh, this is so horrifying, and folks, please try to understand the depth of this. The Federal Reserve, now the Federal Reserve is not an agency of the federal government anymore, the Federal Express is. The Federal Reserve has stepped up to the Treasury auctions within the past 1 week. 1 week. Now, I'm not talking about 6 months ago, a year ago, or a year from now. I'm talking about within the past week. The Federal Reserve has come to the auctions of the Treasury of the United States of America and has purchased the interest on the national debt by monetizing it or by purchasing T-bills. And you want to know how many? $23.5 billion the Federal Reserve has purchased from the Treasury of the United States of America of T-bills within the past 7 days. And they just announced the other day that they plan to purchase $300 billion in the next 6 months. And the reason they've done it is because they know that if someone does not buy those T-bills and the interest on the national debt of the United States of America is not monetized, that in turn it will collapse the American dollar. You see, the elite of the world have every bit of this planned, Barbara Jean. This is not a happen-so. This is not a conspiracy we're talking about today. We're talking about an agenda. These people planned this in advance. One of them told me 8 months in advance what they were going to do. I don't think he really meant to. I think he called me that day, and he was probably bragging more than anything else, because after he had threatened me and I agreed to do a few things that they wanted me to do, and he told me I could still talk if I wanted to, but just not talk about certain things. And I agreed, and then he told me all of this, and I think really he was probably bragging more than anything else, because consider the fact that he's just a human being. So he said that they, the elite, have planned every bit of this. This is not a happen-so. Okay.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, but eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. These are frightening things that the elite have planned for the United States and the world. And we talked about this new idea of the G20 and a global currency and a global oversight board. Are the elite members of any of those political entities?
Yes, the elite are from many countries of the world. Most of them live in America. I have tried to find out where some of them live because I wanted to see what they were doing in light of the things that are taking place. And yes, amongst the G20, you find many or most of the elite of the world. There's only a handful of them. And Barbara Jean, I've tried to analyze over the past few years, just why did God allow me the privilege and the honor of ever living amongst these people and knowing them? Why, by his providence, did he put me in such a position? And the only thing I can come up with is he did it for the purpose of being able to allow me to tell the world in advance everything that the elite are planning on doing. So, folks, I want you to know that the reason I'm on this broadcast today is because the providence of God allowed me to know these people. I've kept in touch with some of them over the past 30 years or 25 years since I was on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And from time to time, these people tell me something, and I will voice to you, the American public, what these people have said. So I'm here today, by the providence of God, to try to tell you what's going to happen over the next year to a year and a half, as was told to me by one of these individuals. And so I asked him the question when he talked about why they were bringing it down to $50 a barrel, why you're paying $1.50 to $2 a gallon for gas pump, why the treasury bills would no longer be bought by these countries because they've lost three-quarters of their income. And I said, what is the result of this going to be in America? And I'm going to quote him word for word. He said, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great it will take years to come out of it. And I asked him, I said, now, are you talking about another Great Depression like 1929? And he immediately spoke up and said, don't you use that word. I mean, these people can be very firm when they want to be. I said, what do you mean? He said, I didn't say a depression. And if you notice, they don't want to use those words. They're using other words. He said, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great it will take years to come out of it. Now, let me show you how we are seeing that financial collapse right now. Because the average person looks at $1.50 to $2 a gallon at the gas pump and $50 a barrel for crude oil, and they say, oh, my goodness, we have finally arrived at some relief. Quite to the contrary. How is America's financial condition going to collapse? Number one, you ready? Please jot this one down and watch it over the next 30 to 60 days. Here we go. Tax receipts in the United States of America are down $54 billion in 1 month. Do you know what tax receipts are? Yes, the tax receipts, taxes that come in from the gas pump. Yeah, that's one of the big ones. You were paying $4 a gallon, $5 a gallon for gasoline in places. Now you're paying $1.50 to $2. Do you realize that the taxes that the federal and state government receive from that every gallon of gasoline, which is exorbitant amount, I give it in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, at the wellhead at 70%. When you come down to the states, it's 40 and 50%. Do you realize that they have lost, the federal government and state government, have lost that much in taxes to the tune of $54 billion in 1 month? Now, not only those taxes, but taxes of the people who are unemployed, taxes of companies who have gone out of business, all the taxes that would have been spent if the American consumer had still been buying. They have lost it. The tax receipts are down $54 billion in 1 month. Now, what do those tax receipts do? They build highways. They take care of the infrastructure in the United States of America. They pay the school teachers and the principals. They pay the government employees. Do you realize what's going to take place 30 to 60 days from now? You realize we could have cities going bankrupt again like they did in the Great Depression. We're going to have states that are going to have to declare bankruptcy and not be able to pay their welfare programs anymore. And when you don't give out the food stamps, when one, you realize that one out of 10 people in the United States of America today are on food stamps and receive them, one out of 10, when those people don't receive their food stamps, when the welfare people don't receive their handouts, whenever the Social Security checks don't go out, because there's not tax money to pay it when it gets that critical, and it's getting there very rapidly when tax receipts are down $54 billion in 1 month. That means they could go down much further next month. What's going to happen? Now, this is what this man was talking about when he said to me, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great, and it goes so much deeper than what the average person could possibly conceive of. Whenever they see gasoline at the gas pump at $1.50 a gallon to $2, folks, this goes so much deeper. And this man told me the whole story. He kept on going after that. And I'll just give it to you basically. First of all, let me show you what could happen. The first country on the face of the earth to declare bankruptcy is Iceland. Now, this could happen to America. Your state could declare bankruptcy. Your city could declare bankruptcy. The bonds that that city has issued for water projects and sewer projects and schools, do you realize that all those bonds could be defaulted on whenever there's not taxes to pay them and the tax receipts are down $54 billion in 1 month? Now, this could happen, and it happened in Iceland. It was the first country to declare bankruptcy. And let me just show you what could happen in America. The 300,000 inhabitants of Reykjavik, Iceland, are stunned by how fast the standard of living has dropped. Overnight, people lost their savings. Prices are soaring. Once crowded restaurants have almost empty. Banks are rationing foreign currency. Companies are finding it difficult to do business abroad. Inflation is at 16% and rising. People have stopped traveling overseas. The local currency, the corona, was $65 a year ago. Now it is $130 to $1. Companies are slashing salaries, including workers' hours. In some instances, embarking on mass layoffs. This is what actually, literally, is taking place in the first country on the face of the earth that declared bankruptcy today, and that is the country of Iceland. Do you realize that America must attract 17% of the world's capital in any given day just to service our national debt alone? Definitely what's happening to Iceland. Now, there was a second country that went bankrupt. It was the country of Latvia. And I'm not going to read, for lack of time, I'm not going to read you what's taking place in Latvia today. It would be so startling, but at least it gives you an idea of just how this is affecting everything in our society and the entire world. And people, please believe me, I beg of you to listen. These people do exist, and 8 months ago, one of them called me and told me I had no way in this world of knowing that crude oil was going to $50 a barrel. Everybody, all the prognosticators on Wall Street were saying it's going to $200 a barrel. Even I was saying that it was going to $6 to $7 a gallon at the gas pump. Many of you heard me on radio shows when I said that. I had to change my tune immediately because I knew that this man knew what he was talking about. Now, let me show you the impact on the entire world as a result of what the elite planned. Every bit of this done, planned in advance. It is not a conspiracy. It's an agenda. Here it is. Hungary, their forint fell at an all-time low on Monday. Poland's zloty slumped to the lowest in 5 years. Now, we're going abroad now. Half of all loans in the private sector in Poland are in foreign currencies. The mushrooming crisis has already started to spill over into Germany's debt markets. Listen, in Europe, investors are beginning to ask whether Germany is going to have to pay to rescue Eastern and Central Europe, and they said the other day, we aren't going to do it. What has happened in America, because the elite have brought it to pass, and by the way, later on, if we have time, I'm going to tell you what they have to gain by all of this. The elite have everything to gain by what they're doing, and they're losing nothing. And only you as the taxpayer and your grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren are paying the debt of the elite. Listen to what's happening in Russia. Their currencies, Russia's currency, has been devalued 9 times. The stock market in 1 week was closed twice. Look at China. Oh, no, China doesn't produce oil. Russia does, by the way, and it's causing major repercussions in Russia. But China, merely because the economies of the world are slumping so much. China, 70,000 Chinese factories have closed. 70,000. 28 to 30 million Chinese workers who came in from the farms into the cities to work are now out of work, and they're having riots in certain parts of China. This is going to spill over into things. When this gentleman told me what he did back 8 months ago, my mind raced to such events as this because I could see them in the future knowing how the elite worked. How about Japan? Toyota sales have dropped 25% in the last quarter in 3 months. Japan's GDP is down 12.5%. How about Dubai? That beautiful five-star city. In fact, that's one of the first things that came to my mind back 8 months ago. This was before it ever happened. Dubai 8 months ago was just... they were progressing beyond all imagination. And I said, what about Dubai, that beautiful new five-star city over there that there's never been skyscrapers on the face of the earth built like it? You want to know his words? Here they are. If you doubt this, go back and listen to a radio show that I did 8 months ago, and you'll hear me tell what this man said. And people laughed at me back in those days. Now they're saying you're a prophet. Folks, I want to tell you something. I am not a prophet. I am not a palm reader. I am not a sorcerer or a soothsayer. I heard this from one of the elite, and I merely quoted what these people said. I'm just an ordinary, everyday individual, just like you, put into a position by the providence of God. I put on my britches just like every one of you men out there do every morning. It just so happens that I heard from them what they plan to do, and it's happened exactly like they said, Dubai. He said, Dubai is going to be a ghost town. Yeah, sitting on the airport parking lot in Dubai City today is 3,000 automobiles with the keys in them left. I'm talking about Mercedes and Rolls Royces. Why? People went to Dubai to make their fortune. And in Dubai, the economy is quite different than here. If you don't pay the mortgage on your house or on your automobile in Dubai, they don't just come and repossess the automobile or the house. They come and get you. And you do not want to be in a Dubai jail. It's not like an American jail. And so 3,000 people had lost their jobs that went there to make their fortune building that new city of Dubai, and it's closed down now. The skyscrapers have stopped building. The American company that was shipping concrete to Dubai is not shipping it over there anymore. The country is nearly on bankruptcy, and the people lost their jobs, and they said, huh, we're not going to go to a Dubai jail. 3,000 automobiles are sitting on the airport parking lot in Dubai City right now with the keys in them that people parked the automobile, hopped on the airplane, and left before they had time to know what they were doing. Folks, this is affecting the whole world to the point that Dubai had to borrow $10 billion just a few weeks ago and says they're going to have to borrow $20 more billion just to maintain their economy. This is how this whole fiasco that the elite, they create a crisis, and then they create a solution. Now, I know you're saying right now, oh, my goodness, isn't this hurting the elite themselves? No, not in any shape, form, or fashion, because the elite have made you believe that you, the American taxpayer, is supposed to bail them out. And Barbara Jean, I am so glad that you referred to the G20 a moment ago. Our president went over there and had the audacity to give the G20 $1 trillion. You know who the American taxpayer gave $1 trillion to? You didn't give it to America. The G20 is not the United States of America. The G20 is Europe. They're Europeans in general. They are the elite of the world. And the president of the United States of America, without any vote of Congress, without any permission from the American people, went to the G20 and gave away $1 trillion of your children's and grandchildren's tax money. Do you realize what has happened to us within the past few days' time with the G20? And he gave it to the elite of the world because we have been made to believe that we have to bail them out, or the world is going to collapse. They're too big to fail. Have you ever heard that? Yeah, you heard it. Whenever they bail out the biggest insurance company in the world, then they had to bail out General Motors, then they had to bail out Chrysler. And you have been led to believe that you, as the taxpayers, must bail these people out. They created the problem. And I knew it 8 months in advance. I saw it coming. This person told me it was going to happen. And I have been begging people for the past 8 months, listen to me. The elite are creating a problem so that they can get trillions and trillions of dollars of taxpayers' money. Well, I guess it was $1 trillion they gave away at the G20. And every bit of this is you, the taxpayer, giving it to others. Now, what's happening in – let's come down to America now. First of all, in the United States of America, the Los Angeles seaport – imports and exports at the Los Angeles seaport, the largest one in the United States of America, are down 50% from 1 year ago. Now, oh, this is so significant. The Baltic Dry Index is down 91% since July of 2008. What's the Baltic Dry Index? This shows all the raw materials that have been purchased, that are being purchased by manufacturers of parts, such as steel, copper, lead, whatever it may be, raw products of every kind, And when the Baltic Dry Index drops, that means that 6 to 9 months from now, these products will not be on the shelves because they're not being produced by the manufacturers. And when the seaport in Los Angeles, California's imports and exports are down 50%, that means there'll be 50% less products on the store shelves at your favorite department store and your hardware store 6 to 9 months from now. We are going to see, not notice this, this is a prediction. Based on what this gentleman told me, who called me 8 months ago, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen 6 to 9 months from now. Well, write it down. Put it on your calendar. Come back on Barbara Jean's show if I have the privilege of being on again 6 to 9 months from now, and you'll say Lindsay Williams was a prophet, and I'm going to say, no, I'm not. I just was told it by one of them themselves. You are going to see hyperinflation. There are going to be dollars that are worthless because we've given away so many trillion to bail out everything, all the big banks, all the automobile companies, bailing out the elite. That's all you're doing. You're paying the bills for AIG for the sake of the elite. You are paying off their debt. Okay, Barbara,
we'll go to break.
Come back in a moment.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
May our land be bright with freedom's holy light. We need a lot of help, don't we, Lindsay? I'm planning on you staying the next hour so we can add to our list, but you're giving us frightening analysis of our today of what's actually happening. Can you imagine those ports that are always thriving and so busy being down 50%? And the ramifications of those statements, like you say, don't hit immediately. That product will be non-available in months to come. Oh my, why? Why is this so necessary to break the world, so to speak, or break America? Back to you, and you will be after the top of the hour to help us unravel a little bit more of this, won't you?
Barbara Jean, now, yes, I will. And now you can understand, and the listening audience can understand, why I consider it such a privilege that you would allow me today to appear on the Barbara Jean Show on Republic Broadcasting. I think you can begin to see already why I feel so honored that I can tell America, and you've got millions of listeners out there, Republic Broadcasting does a masterful job of getting the truth out. And now you can understand why I want to tell these millions of people what's happening. So I'll try to go on, and then we'll just continue on the next hour. By the way, everybody, will you please have a pencil and paper handy after the break? Because sometimes in the next hour, I'd like to tell you how you can hear everything. Now, I know I'm just skimming the surface on the program today, but I have produced 8 DVDs and CDs. I've produced an 8 CD DVD package. I've also produced a 4 CD and DVD package for those who are having financial difficulties right now. And I'm just producing today, this afternoon, I'll be recording a emergency update CD. I'll tell you about these later, but let me get back to America. This is more important than any of it. Now, keep in mind, the elite are doing this. None of this is happening by chance. I was told 8 months ago it was going to happen before it ever took place. And it's recorded on some other broadcast that I was on, that I said it, that the elite told it to me. So let me show you now exactly what is taking place. I'm going to go to corporate profits in America. Macy's profits are down 59%. Macy's department store, Target department store profits are down 41%. JCPenney's profits are down 41%. Office Depot lost $1.5 billion in the last quarter. Circuit City is out of business altogether. Every bit of this is a part of the total plan. Imagine how much taxes. Now the federal and state governments don't figure their tax structure until approximately 3 months delay, because the businesses have to get the reports in and have to give the taxes and the forms filled out. And approximately the approximate 3 month lag in tax accountability in the federal and state government. Can you imagine? Oh, you have never seen anything like what's going to take place 3 months from now.
We'll go to the top of the hour. You're listening to Lindsay Williams. Call your friends and neighbors. Have them listen in. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
With recent internet